Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, Mastering the Inner Game of Wealth. Author, T. Harv Eker. Have you ever wondered why some people seem to get rich easily, while others are destined for a life of financial struggle? The shocking answer is, there's a missing link between your desire for success and your achievement of success. Those are two different worlds. The Inner Game of Wealth. We live in a world of duality. For one pole to exist, the other pole must also exist. For it's not possible to have a right side without a left side. Consequently, just as there are outer laws of money, there must be inner laws. The outer laws include things like business knowledge, money management, and investment strategies. They are essential. But the inner game is just as important. An analogy would be a carpenter and his tools. Your money blueprint. It's not enough to be in the right place at the right time. You have to be the right person in the right place at the right time. The fact is that your money blueprint, represented by your character, your thinking, and your beliefs, are a critical part of what determines the level of your success. The importance of your money blueprint. The vast majority of people simply do not have the internal capacity to create and hold on to large amounts of money and the increased challenges that go with more money and success. The reason behind losing money has to deal strongly with the internal money blueprint. That's why, if you come into big money when you're not ready for it on the inside, the chances are your wealth will be short-lived or you'll lose it. Even though some millionaires may lose their money, they never lose the most important ingredient to their success, the millionaire mind. Declarations. A powerful secret for change. A declaration is simply a positive statement that you make emphatically out loud. Declarations not only send a specific message to the universe, they also send a powerful message to your subconscious mind. The difference between declaration and affirmation is slight but powerful. The definition of an affirmation is a positive statement asserting that a goal you wish to achieve is already happening. The definition of a declaration is to state an official intention to undertake a particular course of action or adopt a particular status. How is your money blueprint formed? Each of us has a personal money and success blueprint already embedded in our subconscious mind, and this blueprint will determine your financial destiny. Your money blueprint is simply your preset program or way of being in relation to money. Your financial blueprint consists primarily of the information or programming you received in the past, and especially as a young child, because when you were a child, you were taught how to think and act when it comes to money. Therefore, changing your programming, you take the first essential step to changing your results. We are conditioned in three primary influences in every arena of our life, including money. The first influence, verbal programming. What did you hear about money, wealth, and rich people when you were growing up? Phrases like, money is the root of all evil, or money doesn't buy happiness. All the statements you have heard about money when you were young remain in your subconscious mind as a part of the blueprint that's running your financial life. The roots create the fruits. Let's suppose a tree represents the tree of life. Most of us put even more attention and focus on the fruits, our results. It's the seeds and the roots that create fruits. It's what's under the ground that creates what's above the ground. The second influence, modeling. What were your parents or guardians like in the arena of money when you were growing up? As kids, we learn just about everything from modeling. And what's important is to recognize how your way of being relates to one or both of your parents in the arena of money. The third influence, specific incidents. What did you experience when you were young around money, wealth, and rich people? These experiences are extremely important because they shape the beliefs, or rather the illusions you now live by. Steps for change in the three influences. Awareness. Write down all the statements you heard about money, wealth, and rich people when you were young. Consider the ways of being and habits each of your parents had around money and wealth. Write down how you may be identical or opposite to either of them. Consider a specific emotional incident you experienced around money when you were young. Understanding. Write down how you believe these statements and this modeling and these incidents have affected your financial life so far. Disassociation. Can you see that these thoughts represent only what you learned and are not part of your anatomy and not who you are? Can you see that you have a choice in the present moment to be different? Rich versus poor. If you want to create wealth, it is imperative that you believe that you are at the steering wheel of your life, especially your financial life. This is not a rich attitude. You have to believe that you are the one who creates your success, that you are the one who creates your mediocrity, and that you are the one creating your struggle around money and success. Instead of taking responsibility for what's going on in their lives, poor people choose to play the role of the victim. People play the victim because they think it gets them something. Blame. When it comes to why they're not rich, most victims are professionals at the blame game. The object of this game is to see how many people and circumstances you can point the finger at without ever looking at yourself. It's always someone else or something else that is to blame. The problem is anything or anyone but them. Justifying. If victims aren't blaming, you'll often find them justifying or rationalizing their situation by saying something like, money's not really important. Complaining. There's a universal law that states, what you focus on expands. When you're complaining, you're obviously focusing on what's wrong with it. And since what you focus on expands, you'll keep getting more of what's wrong. Win and lose in the money game. Poor people's primary concern is survival and security instead of creating wealth and abundance. Not just some money, but lots of money. And that is the difference. Rich people play the money game to win, while poor people play the money game to not lose. Mindsets. While poor people see potential loss, focus on obstacles and risks, rich people see opportunities, potential growth, focus on the rewards. Poor people make choices based upon fear. Their minds are constantly scanning for what is wrong or what could go wrong in any situation. Their primary mindset is, what if it doesn't work? Rich people take responsibility for the results in their lives and act upon the mindset, it will work because I will make it work. They expect to succeed. They have confidence in their abilities and creativity. Myths. If I had to nail down the number one reason most people do not reach their full financial potential, it would be this. Most people are poor receivers. They may or may not be good at giving, but they are definitely bad at receiving. Many people feel unworthy or undeserving. This syndrome runs rampant in our society. Over 90% of individuals have feelings of not being good enough running through their veins. Most of us grew up with the element of punishment in our lives. This unwritten rule simply states that if you do something wrong, you will or should be punished. For most people, the conditioning of punishment is so ingrained that, because there's no one around to punish them, when they make a mistake or just aren't perfect, they subconsciously punish themselves. Whether you're currently a millionaire, middle class, or broke, if you're not 100% satisfied with your income or the level of happiness, and you know that you have more potential than your results are showing, then you will have to expand upon the insights of the millionaire mind by learning how to permanently change your money blueprint for natural and automatic success. How to win the money game so that you never have to work again, unless you choose to. The habits of truly wealthy people. The underlying causes of almost all financial problems. How to recognize your money personality so you can build on your strengths and overcome your weaknesses.